You're listening to the Stone Tapes on Siren 107.3 FM with Sam Stone and friends.
And for once, it's not Sam Stone who we actually hear in the first voice. It's the producer who's finally got hold of the microphone with two midweek drivettes as well in this Stone Tapes midweek drive special, mini special, all the way from Los Angeles with Sam Stone, David J. Howe, and Phil Linus. And midweek drivettes Natasha Armstrong and Tessa Snart. How long have you wanted to desperately sit in on the Stone Tape show, girls? And you know, they've had to leave the country before you were actually allowed to share Stone Tape's magic with them. You know?
I knew we should have taken the keys with us when we went. They've opened the vault door.
Yeah.
Not that David is a control freak or anything.
Not at all, no.
The parents have left and we're home alone.
We've avoided the booby traps you left for us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Alex, can I paint a picture for you? This is, of course, your friend in podcasting, Phil Lernis. And if you had been here just a few moments ago, Alex, when the theme song to the Stone Tapes began, I think you would have seen Sam and David saying, "I don't know what we're doing." And then upon recognizing the theme song, "Oh, we're doing our show." So this is the kind of preparation that you get from those of us broadcast professionals here in sunny Los Angeles.
Well, exactly. Absolutely. And the good thing is, Phil, it's not just two shows linking together. It's three. And indeed four, because not only do we have the fabulous Chilpack Hollywood Hour, your Chilpack Hollywood Hour, we also have the occasional Los Angeles Breakfast Club Hour, as launched recently by Natasha Armstrong. Amazing.
It's Los Angeles Breakfast Club on the air.
Quite literally, on the air. Not on the hair, because obviously with Phil and myself both being follically challenged, that would be too ironic, even for our transatlantic connections, but on the air.
On the air.
So, Tessa, as your first appearance in the Stone Tapes Midweek Drive, your Chilpack Hollywood Los Angeles Breakfast Club, it's going to have to work on a different title, a show. Would you have any questions or queries you'd like to put to either Phil or David or indeed Sam about, you know, their experiences in it? I mean, because you've never been to Los Angeles, have you?
I've not been to Los Angeles, no. Oh. I've done New York and Vegas, but that's it on my American travel so far. But is this, Sam and David, is this your first Breakfast Club?
It absolutely is our very first Breakfast Club. And we found it to be really fascinating, to be honest. I had a great time so far this morning. We had to be up at crazy o'clock, so which was fine because we're still jet lagged, so we haven't really wanted to sleep that much anyway. So we had to be here for 7 a.m. And I feel quite perky actually, considering.
Yeah. It's what the new.
It's a very historic thing. In fact, we've moved down from the rooftop terrace and the mimosas now, and we're sitting in a small office, which is like the Los Angeles Breakfast Club office. And just across from where I'm sitting, I'm looking at a board.
And I'm taking a picture of it.
And Sam is taking a picture of it, which is literally covered with City of Los Angeles congratulates the Los Angeles Breakfast Club California Legislature Assembly Resolution for the California Los Angeles Breakfast Club. 65th anniversary, congratulations from the City of Los Angeles. It's all of these amazing like certificates and these things from the City of Los Angeles to the Breakfast Club, which has literally been running since like the 1920s.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's an astonishing thing, and filmmakers and business leaders for 65 plus years have been coming on a Wednesday morning to this little breakfast meeting and discussing. It's all about friendship and just sitting down with a bunch of pals and having a bit of a laugh, and there's special handshakes, and it's all a bit silly.
It's very surreal, actually.
Very surreal
is the best.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't at all what we expected, but not in a bad way.
No,
it was amazing.
It was very, very nice, and we had a lovely talk from Ed Krupps, who's the director of the Griffith Park Observatory here in Los Angeles, which is very interesting about the history of the observatory and all the work that was done to preserve it. 2002, it was closed for 5 years for renovation, so that it would survive another 50 years. very, very interesting and nice people and very friendly, very welcoming.
And Lily Holloman is actually the president.
Lily is the president.
And
yes.
I believe she's the one and only first ever female president in all of that time.
Yes.
I think it's amazing.
I'm pleased you mentioned the awesome Lily Holloman, because otherwise our contractual obligations would have just been ruined on that sort of side of things. Natasha.
Well, there you are.
So
it is awesome.
I was just wondering, what did you guys actually have for breakfast then? What does one eat at the breakfast club?
Is it waffles? Is it full English? I think the irony will be great in that one.
Yes.
I'll have a full English in the American breakfast club. Is it croissant?
Frankly, it's like an American full English. You could have a little bowl of fruit. They had a little bowl of yogurt and granola.
Yeah.
And then they had poached eggs, scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, hash browns.
Like an omelette.
An omelette thing.
Like
a big quiche thing.
Cake.
Tea, coffee,
lots
of course.
Lots of tea and coffee.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Very
and,
lovely.
And the possibility of am and eggs.
M&M's.
We have that, yes.
Yes, we are. We've taken a picture of something very interesting as well, which we'll talk to you about that.
S-U-N-E-X.
Very much of the two Ronnies, so... Yes.
Again, it keeps the thing going,
because
the last Midrick driver to actually shared the filled in as awesomeness on a Chilpack Hollywood episode was indeed Jodie Orton. She's now living in Derbyshire. Moves from that. Tessa, any thoughts from yourself?
Yes, I was going to say, I saw Lily had posted a photo on Instagram. She'd baked these lovely Valentine's biscuits. Did she bring them to the Breakfast Club?
Oh, no, they look very nice.
Yeah.
What about those Valentine biscuits, Phil?
Walk around a bit again.
They look
really
good.
I don't know. We miss out on Jersey Delights and we miss out on Valentine's cookies.
Phil's running away.
Linus.
I'm sure it was Lily. They were lovely.
Phil Linus, where are the biscuits? Where are those Valentine biscuits?
I mean, we can get
Jersey Delights up from Jersey, but yeah, it's the Valentine biscuits.
Sam's just found a Wi-Fi password, so he's just logging in, and we'll be able to send you a couple of
And the world breathes a sigh of relief, even though if you're listening to this as a podcast, time means nothing to you. That's okay. We'll put it up as a bonus episode. That's the important thing.
They look really yummy.
Tessa, you found the biscuits.
I found the biscuits.
That is Lily Holloman. I can confirm that is Lily Holloman's hand that's actually
good,
holding
it
up there, and the biscuits are in full form. It's marvellous.
Celebrate.
And not only am I back, but Lily Holloman, who may have neglected to bring those Valentine's cookies this morning, nevertheless just supplied Sam with an active Wi-Fi, and so you were about to get a very special treat.
I tell you, it's just a whole new world of joy and delight that's coming through on the spaces. As long as we're tagged in, we'll get things messaging you. Southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, Southsidebroadcasting on Facebook. It's tremendous. Phil,
there's a particular photo, Alex, that's coming through of two gentlemen, Natalie attired, enjoying early morning libations, and I like to call that photo the Wall of Handsome.
Well,
we're having a lot of fun. I think the other thing we're going to try and do this afternoon, if we have time, is we want to try and visit a store here in Los Angeles called Dark Delicacies, which is something like the premier horror sort of science fiction bookstore in LA, run by a lovely couple, Sue and Del. And that they kind of have all the latest horror books, and they do big signings there, and music, and videos, and DVDs, and all that kind of stuff. So we're hoping to sort of pop in there, which of course is quite pertaining to the Stone Tapes. So we'll see some other stuff. We also had a very strong recommendation from a pal of ours here of a zombie film called The Train to Busan, which is apparently an extremely good zombie film. I believe it is out in a couple of weeks in the UK on DVD, but don't quote me on that. But that's one I think we'll be looking at in some future editions of the show, because obviously there's people that don't listen, and why don't you? and we review films. Mm.
Of course, David, there's an instant irony in terms of asking people who don't listen why they don't listen, because clearly they wouldn't be listening.
I know that. But they may be listening to this extra.
Yeah, they might have stumbled across it in the great ecosphere that is the podcast world, verse, and they thought, yeah, why haven't we listened? You know, why don't we check that whole process out?
Check that out.
Well, all I've been doing in betwixt times has been to share an item by Isabel Quaver on the Lady Killers. Bless her heart, friends. Just heard the Lady Killers, a dark comedy feature I was fortunate to play a lead in, will premiere in LA in March. Details coming soon. So I've shared that.
Wow.
I've also liked Phil Linus's
Happy... Will that movie be reviewed on the Stone Tapes?
It's horror adjacent. It's certainly disturbing and
psychological.
It's horrific.
And Phil,
if pushed,
I'm sure you could always make up a cocktail to step into the Josh Louis Friedman line, to actually have Phil's the Leonis cocktail as opposed to Josh Louis Friedman's cocktail of Los Angeles.
Well, I think we could probably get Josh to come up with a cocktail called the Lady Killer.
Nice.
That sounds like a good cocktail name.
See you going there. In the same week as the Playboy Mansion has said they're going to start publishing full nudes once more after a year in which their sales have plummeted, then obviously we get a whole new sort of aspect on life and the universe. There's so much we could say about that if time allowed, but we won't. Phil Linus, happy Valentine's Day to his partner in crime, true love, and fellow explorer, Lily Holloman.
Oh, there we are. I saw that one as well.
I think the beanie hat that Phil's wearing,
I like that.
To me, it's so reminiscent of Mike Nesmith in The Monkees. It's untrue.
Yes.
Yeah. I almost thought he would actually sort of break into a Monkees-esque theme or a Mike Nesmith tune just for that basis. You know, sharing that
And
joy.
Like Michael Nesmith, I invented whiteout.
There we are.
but of course, since he had invented it first, I didn't get anything for it. But...
There you go. The photos should be on the web page now, Alex.
On which web page is that then, Phil?
The Stone Tapes.
They put them on the Stone Tapes.
I think
page.
That could be a cocktail as well, the Stone Tape.
Yeah. It's kind of like a brick.
Yeah,
exactly. So we'll go to the Stone Tapes then. If you're playing around at home, and why shouldn't you be? This is a whole new experience called Following the Social Media. It's all right. It's gone to Stone Tapes Symposium. It wouldn't be there. Let's move to the other. Oh no. Very peculiar. We're having some various shots there, which I wasn't expecting to see. Meanwhile, whilst I hunt these photographs down, Tessa, any little thoughts that you'd like to share, given that this is the first time you've managed to experience the awesomeness of the Stone Tapes in Studio 1B? Admittedly, now that George, Patricia, H. Ash and David and Sam are kind of out the country.
Oh, this is very exciting. Now we know what you sort of do and we don't, because we're obviously not part of the Stone Tapes.
Not allowed.
No.
It's a horror routine. Yeah.
So what kind of genre television or film have you Tessa, or... Sorry, I've forgotten the other girl's name. I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah. You spend time, exactly, you work through that whole process. Tessa, how often have you actually said, Sam, you look just like a slightly different big sister for Christina Aguilera?
Oh, I know. She does.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you always have this, you put this lovely colour in your hair, like you. I think you've had, is that purple there, or is that, I don't know.
Purple, yeah. It's not there at the moment. It's absent.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Normally.
I see that 471 people like the Phil Leonis and David J. Howe photograph. Robin Pearce obviously being one of those five folk. Have I tried to actually share it? Well, yes, but without any success so far. I'm sure things will happen, things will work out. It's wonderful. There we go.
Do you have to click on it, do you think?
You have to do all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Lord, please. You know, we've come to something, haven't we, if this grand Alexander Graham Bell invention has now listed to the quote, do you have to click on it?
it's
scary.
We're
back to a whole range of them. Yes.
That photo, which of course shall henceforth be referred to as the Wall of Handsome, it's safe to say that the Wall of Handsome might just break the internet.
It might.
Because of its popularity.
The Wall of Handsome.
Wow, how many?
There you are, the Wall of Handsome. I mean, what a perfect place to actually deal with the notion that...
That's the name of the cocktail.
That would be a good cocktail name.
So there we have it. You know, in this extra special bonus edition of the Stone Tapes, whilst Natasha Armstrong frets about her kitchen being flooded because somebody's actually left the window open, don't worry, Natasha. You could always swim for your supper. There's always fish there.
I need to build an ark very quickly. How was your carpentry, Alex?
Yeah, moving on. it's like Harrison Ford, really. She got to feel in tune with the wood, get in touch with the grain, reach out with the inner feeling, going to meet a bigger boat. That's the classic one. So we got our names for the cocktails. We've got the Stone Tapes cocktail. We've got the Wall of Handsome cocktail. We've got the other sort of areas that are in there as well. Yeah. I feel as though we've just added that little bit more cultural relevance to this life in a post-Michael Flynn age. The only thing I actually need to ask Phil at this stage is to put his music producer's hat on. Okay. In honour of, obviously, the Los Angeles bass, we could actually have the Trail of the Lonesome Pine with, of course, Laurel and Hardy. We could.
That would link. Yeah.
Or Alex, what are
you doing to my show?
I'm giving him a choice here, Sam.
You're in trouble when I get back.
It's called democracy. It's called democracy. Or we could provide either Silver, Killing Kiss, Through June, Storyteller, Tilney, or La Maupin, from a certain Lindsay Gold. She was an adventuress, you know, she had all sorts of lovers, etc. So let's not get into the sort of spread. She didn't go to Euro Disney, that's all I can say.
No.
Phil, where do you think we should go? Trail of the Lonesome Pine or Lindsay Gold?
Lindsay Gold. I mean, why did we even waste time to
ask the question? Because there are certain people...
In the future, when Lindsay Gold is an option, it's asked and answered, as they like to say in the Trump administration. Asked and answered.
So which particular Lindsay Gold number would you like to serve in the Oval Office, then?
The one that Sam said is her favorite. I mean, that's the epic one that Arthur Weingarten...
It is Sam's
show, Alex.
Yes, okay, then. Well, Sam, it's over to you, then, to effectively round up the programme before we have this epic, which, as Arthur Weingarten said, would be not out of place on a James Bond movie. Sam, would you like to say farewell on this mini-special, all 18 minutes of it? We'll have 20 minutes by the time we finish with Lindsay Gold. 20 bonus minutes, which will be available for download very, very soon, probably before the next Sound and Country Vision. A bit of cross-promotion for, indeed, your next show there, Tessa. And, indeed, a reminder that if you're in Los Angeles, you can listen to the next edition of the Stone Tapes live tomorrow, Thursday, at 7 p.m. UK time, which would be 11 a.m. Los Angeles time, if they want to access the Stone Tapes, because that's when it's going to be released upon the world. Yeah. Sam, it's over to you.
Well, that was a very surprising edition of the Stone Tapes with Phil Werner, David J. Howe, myself, Alex Lefchuk, finally in the microphone seat, and the midweek driver.
Natasha, Tessa.
Did I miss out one? Is Holly there as well?
No, they're all hiding now in any case. Tash and Tess will be fine. It's Tess and Tash. Sounds almost Russian in its own way. Tash and Tess? Tess and Tash.
I've branded us.
And we'll close with the lovely Lindsay Gold, La Maupin. And she would definitely have stolen the room for his money.
My passion burns her fetters for this side.